Industrial fishing is plundering the oceans. According to the United Nations, more than one-third of global fish stocks are now being harvested at biologically unsustainable levels. So, can you eat seafood while preserving threatened species? Well, two chefs on the French coast of Brittany certainly think so. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports on their crusade to save the seas, one diner at a time.
Hugo Rodinger looks out across the Bay of Mont-Saint-Michel from his restaurant, Le Coquillage, tucked inside a gray stone chateau high on a bluff. He says on a clear day, you can see the bay's iconic 10th century island monastery.
If they chose to build Le Mont-Saint-Michel in this place at that time, there must have been something special going on here.
The free-spirited 37-year-old has just earned his third Michelin star. That's great, he says, but what really compels him is this bay with its vast tides.
And what is the tide? It's a relation with the moon and the sun. Here we don't cook the same thing when you are in big tide or in low tide.
Because, he says, the fish and shellfish are different at high and low tide. Rodinger's father opened Le Coquillage and earned its first Michelin star. As a boy, he says he had no desire to follow in his father's footsteps. He joined the merchant marine as a ship captain, but sailing around the world led him back home.
On the sea, you understand that the earth is mostly liquid. When you are a chef, you can try to protect this.
France is one of the EU's biggest consumers of seafood, with much of it eaten in restaurants. That gives chefs like Rodinger a lot of power over what's served and caught. Down in the kitchen, final preparations for lunch are underway. A sous chef sharpens his knife to fillet a giant sea bass. Rodinger only serves fish in the summer that's caught by local small fishermen. In the winter, we work with crustaceans, shellfish, and algae, Rodinger tells me, switching to French. Because fish have seasons, he says, just like vegetables, and you shouldn't eat them when they're reproducing.
We have to remember that we are eating wild animals. It's like wild game, and it is no banal act to kill and eat fish. The sea is not inexhaustible. Eating fish should be reserved for special occasions.
Hugo's father, Olivier Rodinger, arrives on the bluff.
Bonjour.
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 This longtime chef, now retired from the kitchen, helped save the threatened bluefin tuna in the aughts. As head of an international hotel restaurant network, he convinced hundreds of chefs across the U.S., Europe, and Japan to take it off their menus. It worked. He says Japanese sushi masters who'd been furious later thanked him when the species was saved.
We saved scallops in this region. 40 years ago, they were becoming extinct, so we restricted the fishing season. Sea bass, you just have to stop eating it in winter for it to come back. Science knows what to do. We just have to follow.
La mer, l'océan.
Rodinger calls the sea humanity's cupboard and small fishermen the key to keeping it stocked. If they disappear, he says, our oceans would be depleted by overfishing, and that cupboard would become a trash can. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Brittany.